Blog Talk Radio.
We continue our introspective look at courage by examining how change is a necessary course of action for all of us. We'll use a number of quotes and sayings to see how we must first change ourselves before we can change the world around us. Change can be difficult and unsettling. It can be disruptive and uncomfortable. It moves us from the known to the unknown, and that uncertainty can make us afraid. The mere thought of change can stop us from moving forward, and in our stationary position, we can actually move backwards as we resist change. Today, we'll explore how our courage can be met by the changes we take on and make our own. We'll name it, claim it, and own it so that we can move forward to our rightful place in society. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and I hope that you are having a great week or weekend, whether you're listening in the chat room. Welcome to those who are in the chat room or those who are listening to the archive edition or on the phone. We are always glad to have you for listening to our program. When you go to the blog that this actual topic is, we've actually had a series for the whole month of May on courage. And if you go to today's blog, you'll actually be able to scroll back and see the other three episodes that we've had on courage. When I sent my evening out today, I also had all those links. And I think what I'll do is I will update the blog and will actually put the links of the other programs, which you can actually get a sense of the entire series. This is a series I wanted to do because all faithless, we struggle with courage. We struggle with the companions to courage, and that's fear and failure and ultimately change, and then the topic we'll talk about next week. We'll also name some other heroes and sheroes next week with our show that will round out the series. But I want to really focus today on change, what it is, what it isn't, and why we must all face change. What, regardless of who you are, nature has to face change. Our animals in the animal kingdom have to face change, and we as human beings also have to do the same. But it's not always that easy, and we're going to talk about why it's not easy and how we can strategically move past barriers and the obstacles that don't allow us to embrace change on a routine basis. Well, a simple definition of change, when I looked it up in Webster's Dictionary, it's very simple. It's to become different. It's to make someone or something different, or to become something else. So in other words, change requires you to focus on another direction, another strategy, something other than where you currently are. I heard a wonderful sermon at church on Sunday that really hit home with this. It was a very hard-hitting sermon by a guest pastor, Reverend Tony Lee from the Baltimore area, young man who has a hip-hop church. And he really talked about, you know, you can keep your position, you can keep your perspective, even if you have to change your direction. So the change component is necessary without making you a person who's not principled. And I totally agree with that. I think that all of us have core values. We have traditional perspectives that are very important, but that does not mean you really can't embrace change. If anything, it will help to fortify all the things that make you who you are and a very successful person or someone who is really emerging in whatever you're doing in life. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I'll give you some other examples, and then we'll talk about some of these quotes that I have found largely on Twitter. Twitter is a great place for finding information. If you can just go and put a search into the search box when you're on Twitter, you'll be amazed at the resources, the information, and the materials that you can find. And I found an awful lot of really good quotes, and then I also did some other research that I'll share with you also. I am in the midst of cleaning my office. Now, let me give you the scenario here. I have been in business for 29 years. I started in 1987. And I tend to hang on to things for tax purposes. I have clients who recycle and come back into my range of work after a 10-year absence. So for a lot of reasons, I hang on to an awful lot. But you can imagine, after 29 years, and I've moved in that time period three times. I was in one location when I started the business. And no, four locations. Let me double back. Four locations. One location, totally different chapter in my life in 1987, and then I moved to another location, and then I moved to another location, and then 16 years ago, I built and moved this home that I'm in and built a home office. So that's my scenario. So you can only imagine, with children and other responsibilities and marriages and divorces and all that stuff, all the stuff that I've carried with me in 29 years. I have things in my garage, boxes I haven't opened in 16 years. So with that said, it was time to really deep dive and clean this office thoroughly. I put it off for a long time, put it off for too long, but because I'm doing a lot of broadcasting now, I have a Blab program that is live and visual, and so you can see a part of my office. It was definitely necessary to do some deep cleaning. I was amazed that once I got past all the rejection and the denial and, oh, I can do this and obstacles and get around it, and finally realized that I needed to change my pattern of cleaning, et cetera, so that I could move forward with this broadcast and other activities that I'm involved in now, it was amazing. First of all, what I found that I had forgotten just because I was changing. And number two, obviously, what needed to purge and what needed to leave the space. Changes like that, change can be looked at twofold. You can look at change where you just put it off for a long time. You put off things that you know have to happen. I know people who are aging, and they know that they have medical treatments that have to take place. They've got knee replacement surgery. They have hip replacement surgery, other things that have to be done. And they put it off long. They just put it off until they can't stand the pain anymore, or it just, from a health perspective, doesn't make sense for them to go on. And so that change is pushed upon them. There are some people, and I marvel at these individuals, who routinely change things and routinely make changes because they are excited about the changes that will happen in their lives. So we often have these two extremes, and sometimes we fall in one of those categories where either we're excited about those changes that are going to take place, we deny it, we put it off, as I have done for a long time, until it's just finally, you just have to move forward. That's just how change is. But what happens is, once you are in the midst of change, and once change actually takes place, you're not nearly as afraid of it as you had been prior to actually initiating that change. The thing is, change is a verb. It's a noun, I understand that. But in order to execute change, there has to be some kind of activity and action that takes place, and that's where the verb comes in. So we can look at change with our health conditions. We can look at change with our career paths. We can definitely look at change with our family lives. We can look at change in terms of the circumstances and the society that we see. Change is necessary, and change is formidable, and it's something that we have to always be aware of and know that it's going to happen. at some point in our careers and elsewhere. So I am stumbling through the changes with my office, and there's one part of my office that looks fantastic that's being broadcast. And if you go to the blab, imblab.im, and in the search box, put my name in there, Carol Copeland Thomas, my shows will pop up, and you can watch any of the replays. And they were all done in my home office, and we'll obviously go elsewhere and do other broadcasts. And then just because of other things that I'm going to be doing online, definitely dealing with video, it just was necessary to make the changes in my office. So that's a real-life personal example. But, again, the amazing thing are the documents that I lost a long time ago that I'm now finding, materials that I purchased some time ago, and I don't need to duplicate that purchase. And you've done the same kind of things. It's amazing that once you get into the process of changing, it becomes an adventure and one that you really embrace. I think about 8 years ago, presidential election, and we had candidates running on the Democratic and the Republican side, and the Democratic nominee, Barack Obama, just all kinds of allegations and accusations and all kinds of things that were said about him and put on him, all because he was going to represent a significant change in the way our leadership looked here in the United States. And it was remarkable. We came through that change, and he has, from my perspective, been an extraordinary president. I have always been a Barack Obama supporter since 2007. But again, I look at how our country has moved forward, and we at least talk about diversity, global issues, et cetera, multiculturalism, inclusion, in a way that's a lot more familiar now than it was in 2007 when the campaign was kicking off. That's change. Change is good in many circumstances. The whole LGBTQ community, that conversation, what the Supreme Court did last year in terms of same-sex marriage and honoring and recognizing it across the United States, that's change. And that was change that was hard fought and resisted, and people hated the change. And some individuals couldn't understand why these kind of individuals would want to get married to each other. Let's just have civil unions and just leave it with civil unions. But change in that instance, finally pronounced by the Supreme Court, was extremely important. And then we move on. And I'm sure once this whole transgender bathroom predicament gets settled out, that also will represent a major change factor that we will look back and say, wow, how do we get all hyped up about that? So it is normal and customary, with whether you're talking about societal changes, domestic changes, international changes, or other kind of, these kind of changes are normal in terms of the reaction, the backlash, the negative feedback, the fear that grips us and can keep us in place if we're not careful. Now, that's the warning that I want to share with you when you're really talking about change. You want to make sure that you don't let all of these companion emotions, fear, resentment, anxiety, worry, stress, the uncertainty, all of those things that you just don't know are going to happen when changes happen, when change is in full force. You want to make sure that they don't stop the action that takes place, because starting is one thing, continuing on is something else, and then ultimately finishing or moving to the next level is where you want to be. But if you're not careful, these companion components in terms of fear, anxiety, stress, et cetera, they'll just convince you and convince your mind that you can't do it, you shouldn't do it, you should step back, let somebody else do it, and you're right where you shouldn't be, in a stagnant place. What happens with stagnant water? And there's so many examples about water. We're talking about change during this hour, and I encourage you to go to the blog, my website, tellcarol.com, And you can read up on the other blogs that talk about courage, fear, et cetera. When you look at water, and if water stands too long, doesn't move, just stands and stays there, especially if it's in the open air, just get your mind wrapped around, especially if you're outside with standing water that does not move, that it can attract all kinds of elements that either should or should not be in there. Bacteria is the first thing. Flying objects, things can begin to grow in that stagnant water. And then before you know it, that stagnant water that hasn't changed, that hasn't moved forward, begins to either dry up if the weather is of such a nature where the weather is very warm and the water dries up, or it stays there and it becomes water that you just can't even touch or drink or use because all of these other elements have polluted it. What you want and what we all want is moving water. We want water that moves. Even in a lake, water moves. The wind moves the water, even though it may not necessarily go anywhere. Clearly, rivers move from one place to another and ultimately maybe into a larger body of water, a river, or ultimately a gulf or an ocean. But the movement is the critical component, and that is the change. You see, we want and we need the change in order to keep ourselves activated, refreshed, and targeted and progressive, just like water. No one wants to continue to drink or deal with water that just doesn't move at all. It becomes polluted, and it becomes something that can actually hurt us. So the same thing has to be looked at when you're looking at change. Change is necessary. It is relevant. It can be scary, but we need to have it in our lives. Let me share with you some of these tweets that I have pulled together and then some more quotes that I've also come up with that I found online. And these are various individuals, famous and not famous, but I think it says it all. The first one is, consider how hard it is to change yourself, and you'll understand what little chance you have in changing others. Oh, boy, that one speaks, I think, volumes. It's difficult for us to change. So if it's difficult for us to change, how do you think someone else is going to change? And you can think of personal examples, business examples, the comfort level that you have of doing something the same way repetitively for a long time, and you just don't want to change because you know how to do this, so why do you have to learn how to do that? Or you're in this space, why do you need to pack up and change and go to another space because the enemy you know here is better than the enemy you know elsewhere? There are many examples of people who stay on the job too long. They stay too long, and then their productivity and credibility and value as a productive employee becomes minimized and compromised because you are too afraid, you are too ashamed, too frightened to make a change, whether it's internally in a company or whether it's externally. Another quote says, how can you lead your newsroom through change? And this was from the Poynter Institute, a very popular and successful journalistic institute. And it says, letting go is necessary to move forward. Again, that's the most important thing. You have to sometimes let go in order to really make the changes that you need to make in your life. You can't change. There's another one. You can't change the past. So focus on making a great future. You see, sometimes our change is so locked in to our past, what we did or didn't do, what's familiar, what's comfortable, even though it was very bad for us. And we just are so stuck on that, the stagnation of that, that we are crippling and cutting ourselves off from our future. So to me, I can totally relate to that one. Now, when I look at a health example of change and how sometimes the changes can just happen overnight. Last year in April, I was coming from a conference. I picked up my mail, came up the stairs, opened up a letter from my physician. This was a letter from a doctor's visit that I had gone to a couple of weeks before. Read through it. It looked pretty normal and decent to me in terms of test results until bing, 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 I see the words type 2 diabetes. Yes, you have been diagnosed to have type 2 diabetes. And this is what you have to do if you want to stay off medication. You have to change your eating habits. That was number one. And number two, you have to exercise more. Just two simple things that I had to change in my life in order to keep diabetes under control, to help it to hopefully go away, and ultimately to stay off medication. Well, it did not take me very long to make my decision about what I needed to do. I know what happens to people with diabetes. I have a whole family history of people with diabetes and insulin shots, amputations, and the list goes on, a little bit of blindness, all that stuff. I know what that's all about. And I knew what I needed to do, even though the letter came in and frightened me, but the recommendations were recommendations I knew I needed to do years ago and I didn't do it. So literally within 24 hours, I changed everything. I changed my complete diet. I began to exercise in a way that was comfortable for me. I began to walk. I did an awful lot to make sure that I was going to stay off of medication. So then several weeks later, after I had lost 25 pounds, I went back to the doctor. He was absolutely delighted and amazed that my change that I had managed and controlled had done its work and had kept me off medication. And I'm still off medication, and I plan on keeping myself off medication just by managing change and moving forward and doing what I was supposed to do. That's another real-life example. So we go back to some of these other quotes, and one says, proof that music can completely change your mood. And, you know, music is a powerful drug, should I say, very powerful. It is emotionally connected to us in a spirit-filled way where literally you can move mountains, do enormous things. Your whole mind, body, spirit balance can be controlled and then ultimately altered just by music, and also by things that you watch. That's the things that you watch, the people who you admire, those kind of stimuli can produce the kind of change, a positive change that you want to have. Another piece, this is based on relationships, it says you change for two reasons. Either you learn enough that you want to, or you've been hurt enough that you have to. I'll read that one again. You change for two reasons. Either you learn enough that you want to, or you've been hurt enough that you have to. Again, a reaction, incidences and issues in your past, this companion to courage, dealing with fear and worry and stress that can either keep you down, or if you overcome that, then you realize you've got to move in a different direction. Going back to the definition of change again, to become different, to make something or someone different, to become something else. And here's another great quote. I can never change my past because it has already happened. I think we can all agree to that. All I can do is make the best of today, let go, and keep moving on. Previous segments of this Courage series about the importance of control and realizing what you control and what you don't control. And once you understand that in your life, whether it is something in your family or something on your job, whatever it is, once you realize that there are some things you just cannot control, there are things that happen in our lives and we react to it, we control how we react to it. We control our attitude. We control our emotional well-being. But the actual act itself, we may not have any control over that at all, but we certainly can control the attitudinal and the emotional reactions and the way that we are responding to our situations that can really make a difference and ultimately can impact our health, our outlook on life, et cetera. Now, I have not had a terminal illness, so I can't even begin to understand how a person reacts to a terminal illness. Diabetes can lead to death. I don't want to get to that point, but I certainly can imagine the amazing strength and courage it is for someone to go through chemotherapy, to go through radiation, multiple surgeries, all of those things to sustain some kind of quality life as long as possible. Those are extraordinary heroes in our lives, and we certainly know them. George Bernard Shaw said, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." I love that one. Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. So true. Again, I needed to last April change up on my diet and add up some things in terms of exercise. I haven't had a soda pop in over a year, and I don't even miss it because I put other things in my life that were better for me, no calories, a whole lot of water and flavored water, and so they became the alternatives to something that I probably needed to do without. And then here's another great quote. It says, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. But today I am wise, so I am changing myself." And all you can do with some of the quotes that I've read to you is ultimately change yourself. And that's the whole purpose of this radio program today. How can you face courage in the face, eyeball to eyeball, deal with whatever your circumstances happen to be, and then take one step forward by embracing change? That's all you can do is just take one step forward and then another step and then another step and then another step. And trust me, I may not have had a terminal illness or other things, but Lord knows I've had enough other things to happen to me, directly to me, that could have just killed someone else. But knowing that I needed to face the future, face the fact that things had to change ever so slightly so that I would make the kind of decisions that would ultimately get me to this point, that's what I'm talking about in terms of change. I'm hoping that you're going to go back and listen to the other broadcasts that we've had on fear and failure and some of the significant people in the world who have just tackled these subjects. These are things that we not only are facing politically, economically, personally, health-wise, you're not just facing them. Your neighbors are facing them. Your colleagues are facing them. Your family members are facing them. Everybody you know is facing change, just like that water that has to move in order for it to be relevant. You have to move, and you have to change in order to keep your relevancy, to keep your credibility, keep your authenticity, keep your sanity in some cases, and keep your connection and collaboration to other people, because when you don't change and you just sit there, you may ultimately become irrelevant. You may ultimately go backwards in a direction that you don't want to travel in, or you may just not be the person who you should be in life. I'm hoping that you're going to move forward and really embrace the change that is all around you, just waiting for you to take hold and move forward. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to the last part of our Courage series next week. Thanks so much for listening.